You would favor, then, the neighborhood schools?
I certainly believe in the neighborhood school concept. I believe in compensatory education, helping schools in the less developed areas, the more disadvantaged areas, put more money in there with more teachers so we have a better teacher-pupil ratio. We have better facilities, both in school buildings and in equipment, that we make a major effort in those areas to upgrade the educational opportunity.
Gerald Ford and the senators knew that confirmation of a vice president might well be selection of a president. Sometimes the dream of greatness, the fantasy of history, pervaded the hearings.
I believe that the president, through his efforts to achieve success at home and abroad, has to give the kind of leadership to the American people that gets their strong, strong, basic support. A president, to really have a sustained impact during the time of his office, and also a permanent impact in the pages of history, must have policies, domestic and foreign, that bring support from the people that elected him. And therefore, it's the performance on the job, achieving peace around the world to the degree that our country can affect it, achieving a kind of equity and prosperity at home, domestically. Those policies are really what a president has to work on and effectuate and implement. To me, that's the most important role of a president.
And now he will be president. Last winter, Gerald Ford told some sports writers about offers in his younger days from the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers, and he said, if I had gone into professional football, the name Jerry Ford might be a household word today. Howard, how long have you known President Ford?
Harry, was the author of a political documentary in 1962 called The Political Obituary of Richard Nixon, and on that occasion, Alger Hiss appeared briefly on that program. And to balance him, I went to see one of President Citizen Nixon's close friends, Gerald Ford, to ask him if he would say a few words in response to that. And he sat for an interview. That's when I came to know him. And I must say, he's right. He's always been open to the press and been available to the press. And I don't think he would engage in a public attack on the press. And I'm equally sure that in privacy, as he said, he would express his views rather strongly about the press, as all presidents have. He interests me. He long ago said he would have Kissinger stay on. He'd like to have him stay on. But he said he had doubts about James Schlesinger as Secretary of Defense because he said Schlesinger didn't get along well with Congress. I don't know where that impression came from, because Schlesinger, though professorial, has a pretty good record with talking to congressional committees and individual congressmen. And he's getting just about everything he wants in that huge defense budget this year.
Also, he has, I think Secretary Schlesinger is a valuable link with Congress in the sense that there's some congressmen who have been suspicious of Secretary Kissinger and President Nixon's detente policy believe Schlesinger shares their views.
Yes, we talked about the Ev and Jerry show a while ago. I think there's the Injure show. Schlesinger and Kissinger have a breakfast once a week, and I suspect they really support one another by opposing one another. So they're a team, and I think the administration might be poorer without the two men who were classmates at Harvard.